He's been making Seattle proud for a generation, often holding down the rhythm guitar while McCready lets his noodle fingers fly. Welcome to the show via Zoom, a guy you probably know from Pearl Jam, ya duh. But with new music ready to roll out and the relaunch of a label, he's Stone Gossard. Good morning.
Hey, Gregor. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure to see you, man. I feel like I get to see you about once a year, and it's always quite the joy. This time, extreme social distancing.
Yeah. This is good, though. I'm a little lonely. I'm ready to kind of get out, so it's fun to have some conversations. I need some new faces in my life. My wife is definitely sick of me.
Oh my God, we should start a club for that. My wife is definitely sick of me as well, so I can relate to that.
How many dishes have we done lately? That's, you know, with four kids, it's amazing how many different times people want to eat. And so that's what I've gotten really good at is dishes.
My brother said that with multiple kids, there's always someone mad in the house at any given time too.
Totally. It's just waves of like, I'm upset and people yelling at you and then you yelling. So then you're part of the problem. So then it's just, that's when you kind of just got to go to bed. So I'm going to bed about 8:15 now with the baby and that's worked out. That's good.
I feel that so much right now. Yeah. You've been scooping up all the Amazon Prime Day deals yet?
My wife is working. She does that. She gets into the Prime. For sure. And we have visits to the house from Amazon for sure.
We've switched gears recently. It's a proper rainy autumn. I wasn't ready for it. It kind of snuck up. Are you an autumn lover? Is this suiting you well?
Or? I like the change of seasons. I miss a little bit of the light right now, but it's good. I'm glad, I'm looking forward to 2021. I feel like there's a good something. Maybe we'll have a series of peaceful and sort of optimistic moments coming up. And that's what I'm hoping for.
Fingers shift. Crossed.
I'm looking for a shift.
Everyone, make sure you're registered to vote. You still have time here in Washington State to get that.
Yeah, absolutely. Please, everybody, get out there. Do your thing.
I never was this is totally tangent. I never was a Prince fan, but I find myself reading this book. I'm going to do a thing for the Everett Public Library where we're doing a remote thing like this. Talking to a guy who wrote this Prince biography.
Oh, wow.
His name's Neil Carlin. Were you a Prince guy? Was that like, I feel like people aren't.
Yeah. No, for sure. And, but I really would love the sort of the biography. Everything was so filtered through him in his life that sometimes I got a little, I was a little suspect of his own self-reflections, but I would love to kind of hear more about his story, particularly when he's younger and kind of what, he challenged and changed the music world in an insane way,
For Minneapolis, he did what you guys did for Seattle, sort of like Pearl Jam is a Seattle band when people think about it. There's no like Los Angeles or anything like that that bleeds in there. Same with Prince, even with a house in Los Angeles. It's wild to see that. Evidently the one thing he did well is always not tell the truth and to mess with people. So
I know he went through Monitor guys. That's the only thing I kept hearing. It's like, if you're a Monitor guy working for Prince, you got to be real careful.
Real tough. Was...
But I mean, nobody jammed more than him. I mean, nobody would, I mean, he was so relentless about music and so relentless about just wanting to play all the time, doing shows and then doing late shows. And then, and his band would just be like, I'm sure loving it at first. And then at some point going, wow, we're going to play at 4 a.m. again tonight. Like, I don't know. I don't think I could have kept up with him. I never could have kept up with him as a musician, but just in terms of just his sleep schedule, he is one of the, he's got to be one of the greatest guitar players of all times, not even talking about his songwriting and his singing. I mean, it just, his lead playing is insane. So
I've gone back and listened to a lot of it just like in preparation for this event. It's Thursday night. The Everett Public Library is putting on it. If anyone wants to jump on and just stream it, it's great. But I've gone back and listened to a lot of it and just the variety and the ability is just mind boggling.
Yeah. So. Yeah. No, he's amazing.
Okay, so about you now, instead of about other people, if we're going to talk to each other.
I don't know.
Okay, we're done. Good talk. Hey, so Loose Groove, your record label is back after hiatus since like 2000-ish. How's that conversation go to get it back up and running?
It's great. Well, you know, Regan Hagar, my partner in Loose Groove, when we did our first round one, we've been talking, you know, I made this Painted Shield record, and there's a few other records that we've been talking about coming out. And we were like, we just got to get an imprint and go for it. And we started talking to The Orchard, which is sort of the big indie sort of through Red, the big sort of indie group through Red. And they were like, hell yeah, let's do it. And so it's on. And Painted Shield's the first release. And we got some music from this great Seattle artist named Tiffany Wilson coming up soon. There's a really cool record. This, you know, The Living was a band in 1982 with Duff McKagan and Greg Gilmore from Duff McKagan from Guns N' Roses and Greg Gilmore from Mother Love Bone and some other and a guy named Todd Fleischman and the singer. They put a record out in 82 that is the most badass Seattle hardcore, like, you know, it has all the sort of elements that are Seattle's known for now, and it's all complete in 1982, and it's never been out. Duff McKagan wrote all the songs and wrote all the lyrics. It's a really incredible record. So that's another record we got coming up. So there's a bunch of stuff brewing. Regan's making all the videos. Regan did the last two videos for Painted Shield. So he did I Am Your Country and Time Machine. And we're just having a blast. You know, it's like all we do is go back in time and then kind of go, let's get the old band back together. That's just kind of what we do. It's like you go and look back and go, oh, that was pretty cool. We should keep doing that. And that's what we're doing right now. But we're having a blast, and having a blast playing music with Mason Jennings. It's really been awesome to watch and to record with him and to be in a kind of a collaborative songwriting process with him, because he's really open, really excited about taking chances.
I imagine that was the piece that really took it over the top. Those songs I've heard are awesome. Really moved by it. And Mason, I wasn't really familiar with him that much before.
Yeah, yeah.
And the combination of you guys, you and Matt, and then Mason, and then I don't know much about Brittany either, but the combination really made this, it's like it's not haunting, but it's got like this eerie vibe to it that feels really good. It's I don't know what the right modifier is for it.
And Matt Chamberlain, who is, you know, one of the greatest drummers of all times, honestly, and he plays with, you know, he played with frickin' Soundgarden for 50 shows, you know, 4 years ago. You know, he's in Dylan's band, played on Dylan's new record, played with Bowie, played with Peter Gabriel, everyone. And he's made tons of Nashville records. I mean, he's just an assassin. And we were talking to him, and he played on some of the demos that Mason ended up singing on for this record. And we were like, well, you know, I knew that he has songs, but, you know, he's always recording and like making, but he's always kind of downplaying. It's like, I'm just making my little, you know, this is my little crazy, you know, whatever. And he sent us some stuff. I'm Your Country. It was basically, that track was basically as is, minus vocals and some of the overdubs that Brittany and I did, which is some backgrounds and some guitar. But the sound of that track and the drums, it was just laid out just like it is in the track. And Mason just went in and put this vocal over the top. And whatever that combination of those, his lyric and sort of how he was sort of feeling the beat and where Matt was putting the beat, it's like heavy metal meets, and it just has this sort of like throwback kind of 60s thing. But the drums are like, you know, drummers are going to be freaking out. I mean, just because it's just such a heavy, heavy, you know, jam. It's just, he's awesome. So Matt Chamberlain is writing, and we've written a bunch, like 3 or 4 new songs for the next record that Matt, you know, sort of did the foundation for. So we're having fun. We're just, you know, kind of, you know, doing it.
How much time can you put into that? Like, obviously dad of a bunch of kids and stuff, having to do that. Has it been what you've done with quarantine, is work on this?
Yeah. I mean, it's the whole record's been remote. I mean, we started this record 6 years ago. We did Night Fight 6 years ago. So this is, you know, when you get older, this is what happens. You know, you like work on something, you go, I can't do it for a while. So there's no timelines, but working remotely is great because that's where Matt, he always does, he does all his work out of his own studio. So if you want Matt to play on your stuff, you just send him the tracks and he'll, you know, and then you call him if you want something different. But he's a great engineer, great songwriter. The same thing with Brittany Davis, who's a wicked keyboard player and singer. I mean, everyone can do stuff from their home. So it ends up being perfect. You know, you can, we just take our time, but I think that if all goes well, we'll have another record out by, you know, mid year next year.
Oh my God. That's awesome.
Yeah.
The band is called Painted Shield, for anyone who wants to check it out, on Loose Groove, which is back since around 2000. Stone Gossard talking to us today. It's great to hear some guitar music again. I'm worried. Yeah. I know guitar sales are way up. Fender says that people are buying them like crazy because of the quarantine. But I worry because I don't hear it in popular music a lot. So to just hear a rock band is good. You worried at all about kids picking up guitars?
Not really. I mean, there's always something to pick up. You know, it's a guitar is fine. Or, you know, bass. Bass, the unsung, that's really the unsung instrument. No, I'm not worried about it. I love it. I think this record has got some good guitar moments on it. You know, the guy that mixed it, this guy, John Congleton, who's a great player in his own right and mixes incredible stuff. And I think the only reason why we got him to mix the record is because of quarantine. He was supposed to go work in France for 4 months. And all of a sudden that all went down the drain. He's like, oh, I can mix your record. We were like, yes. And then, you know, he was grabbing guitars and turning them up and then grabbing some and pulling them out. And, you know, he like, you know, he didn't necessarily rearrange anything, but he really pulled a lot of stuff out and turned a lot of stuff up that we were not expecting. So that was a fun, thing to kind of wrap your head around, is kind of hearing a record a certain way for a long time and then having somebody come in and sort of deconstruct it before your eyes and kind of go, you know what, the song is really better like this. And you kind of, at first you're like, are you sure? And then like a week later, you listen to it, go, oh my God, thank God he did that. You know what I mean? Cause you just get so close to it that you can't hear the forest through the trees, or the trees through the forest. I can't
remember. Yeah, sure. Yeah. It sounds great. It really has a very special sound to it, and it feels very like cohesive.
Nice.
It's like a real thing.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
That's a Painted Shield record. Finally, 30 years of Pearl Jam playing live shows is sneaking up on you next week, I guess. You're celebrating with a live stream, including 10 in its entirety. Is that something you can watch? Like, can you watch yourself play it without making yourself cringe? Because I know a lot of artists can't participate.
I won't watch it. I won't watch it. I mean, I'll watch a lot of stuff, but that's one of those kind of things where it's like, if people are looking back and sort of like being nostalgic in that regard, I might watch it for 5 minutes or something, but I always feel like that's gonna hex us, you know, if you get too excited about your old performances. And plus, I still think, God, I'm not really playing that well, so I'm, I should have used this quarantine to practice my guitar more, but I didn't. I just wrote some more songs.
I like how we're talking about 30 years and you're worried about a hex. That's amazing. I don't know, we might not make it, guys. with that show, I just want to tell everyone real quick, ahead of the election, make sure you're ready to vote by texting PJ Votes to 52886. Message and data rates apply. Just to make sure everyone's squared up and ready to go and that we're good for November 3rd.
Yeah, we got to get out and do it. We need I'm just going to say it. We need a shift. I'm going to say we need to go move in a different direction. So that's just my opinion. I'm just going to throw it out there. But we tried the king thing a long time ago, and it's not, I think we decided that monarchies really kind of suck. And so we got this kind of two-party system, which sucks too, but it sucks a little bit less than the king. So let's stay with the two-party system.
All right. There you go. Again,
my political talk for the day.
That's PJ Votes to 52886 to make sure you're all ready to get your voice heard November 3rd or even sooner. Actually, ideally, get those ballots in the boxes. They should be mailed out now.
And... oh, yeah. Vote early. And don't vote often, just vote early. And take a friend. Come on, you know somebody that's like, I don't want to vote. It's like, you know what?
I'll buy a Dick's Burger.
I'll buy you a diamond ring.
There you go. Stone Gossard, buying people who vote diamond. No, I'm just, that's not.
Yeah, no, yes. Anyone that votes.
Stone, thanks
Diamonds.
So much. Painted Shield is the new is the album. Excuse me, the band. The Loose Groove Records is the relaunch of the label, and it's an exciting time, despite a quarantine, to hear new music.
Yeah, Gregor, thank you so much. I really appreciate you talking with me.